Welcome, dear friends, to another edition of On Mic with Jordan Rich. Great to be with you. My guest today is a wonderfully talented lady. Her name is Donna Mack, founder and president of DMAC Voice Communications and InspiringVoice.com. I've known Donna for many years. She's been a terrific on-air talent, working in radio for more than 25 years. Featured on stations such as Boston's Magic 106.7 and Providence's Light 105 FM. As a broadcaster, Donna has done it all. She's been a terrific disc jockey, a news anchor, a personality, interviewer, voiceover artist, and MC. Currently, she's helping others learn how to communicate better, more powerfully, and with more success. Now my conversation with the dynamic and wonderful friend, Donna Mack. I feel I have to be on my best behavior, but I don't think I need to because, well, you're a teacher and a coach, and I'm hoping I can pick up a few tips from you today, Donna.
Well, it would be my pleasure, Jordan.
First of all, I have admired your work for a long time from afar, but we know each other going back many, many years in the voiceover area and in live radio. You were, like me, a live radio terrestrial broadcaster for many years. When did the career in radio start? For you, and where?
Amazing. Well, I didn't get my degree until later in life, okay? So I, after a year of college, graduated high school at 17. Mm-hmm. After a year of college, I ended up actually going to broadcasting school. Done with that in half a year. So I was still 18 years old and got my first gig, my first radio job in lovely Waterbury, Connecticut. Overnights, midnight to 6. 6 days a week.
Whoa. And you're 18 at the time?
I was 18 years old.
That's a life adjustment. Mm-hmm. Tough enough when you're 30 or 40. But
right.
When
right.
you're 18. So that was the first gig. And like me, you started very young. I was 18 and a half when
I started.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you made your way to other markets after a short span, I guess, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A couple of years in Connecticut. And Connecticut was a great place to start. You know why? Born and raised in Rhode Island. You know, that funny Rhode Island accent?
Oh, yes. We've talked about that.
But in Connecticut, you actually learn how to speak because there
sort of
is
a neutral, neutral zone.
Yeah. Really good place to start. And from there, I actually came back to Rhode Island, did Providence Radio for quite some time, and then came up to Boston and worked in Boston between 1990 and 1997, and then went back to Providence when my kids were little, which was nice. So I was close to home. Mom and Dad were nearby. And yeah, I was in radio in Providence from 97 through the end of it, which was about 2009.
There's a lot of stuff that we'll touch on that you're doing today, but some of it sort of is a terrific outgrowth of what you were doing in the early 2000s. So I want to start with that. You did a program called, what, Vital Women?
Vital Women Radio.
Okay. Describe it, please.
Well, I was so blessed, really, Jordan, to be able to interview more than 100 famous and accomplished women over like a 5.5-6 year period. And it was magnificent. I tell people it was like 5 years of personal and professional development for me, because you know how it is. You get to learn so much from the fascinating people you're interviewing.
Absolutely.
And it's also funny, when I first got that position, I found that I was very nervous. You know, you're so, when you're on the air, you're so used to talking to people out there and you can't see them. But all of a sudden, I had to bring these women into the radio studio and have a conversation with them. And I caught myself, wow, second guessing myself, right? And putting them on a pedestal. And, you know, just because they made more money than I made and because they had greater positions than I had. But I found out very early on that, boy, people are just people. And I was really doing a disservice to myself by doing that. And I learned that at the end of the day, we're all in this together. So got over that fear of speaking, luckily, pretty quickly.
And here we have connections to today where you're helping people with that fear and you're helping people find more ease and comfort in communications, and we'll get into that in a big way. But, you know, radio has a great talent pool, and there is everything from the disc jockey to the talk show host. The voice is important, but really it's about learning how to connect with something that's not there. Does that make sense? Connecting with an audience you can't see is kind of a magical thing, and I always felt, and I still do when I'm even recording, that I'm connecting with an audience. I don't see them as individuals, as sort of a giant amorphous blob, but they have a person, it has a personality all its own. Did that ever happen with you when you were on the air, you know, by yourself in a studio?
Absolutely. And I tell people that's really a great benefit. You're right, in terms of what I'm doing now. Because we, Jordan, have to spend an exorbitant amount of time poking around people's heads, right? And asking ourselves the question, or the questions, who are they? What do they need? What do they want? How are they feeling? Based on, you know, depending on what we want and what we need. So whether we need to get them to stay tuned, obviously, whether we want them to laugh, whether we want them to tell their friends, right? Spread our message, spread our word. So we really, plus we need to figure out how to speak in a way that's not only compelling, right? Articulate and compelling and makes sense, but concise. How can we say whatever it is we need to say in as few words as possible so we can reach out and really touch them?
Those are interesting skill sets to have that very few people think about. But when you're in the radio field, particularly radio, you're trained to be relatable in short bursts. You're trained to understand the needs of the audience. It's very, very true. And as you do the work you're doing now as a communications mentor and coach, I would imagine some of that applies. You want to have the wherewithal to establish that connection. You want to know what that audience of yours, potential client of yours, needs and wants from you, correct?
Most definitely. I often tell people the importance of achieving win-win-wins. Because when you're communicating, when you're connecting with people, I mean, obviously you want it to be a win for you. You want whatever it is you need to say to be heard. You want to be as influential as possible, but you also want it to be a win for them. Right? Because if you make it all about you, then they're going to tune out. Right? So you want it to be a win for you, and you want it to be a win for them. And in business, for instance, you want it to be a win for the whole company or for the whole department or whatever the other side is. There are always three sides to every story, I tell people.
In terms of that connection that we're talking about, so little attention has been focused in the last 30 years on the voice. We've downplayed the importance of the voice. Yes, the written word is key, but we've become so enamored with these quick little text bursts that we talk less. I say we, mainly people who are a little younger than you and me. Because they're used to it. They grow up with it. Is that an issue that you're encountering?
Well, voices, of course, have always been important, though I'm really, really happy, I must admit, in this day and age that people are listening not only to the quality of my voice, but to what I'm saying, right? To the words in which I'm choosing to use. But yeah, in terms of what's happening digitally, especially in this day and age, Jordan, people are tuned out in terms of human-to-human connection. So often, not only in life, but in business, they're choosing to communicate via certainly email and absolutely texting as well, as opposed to getting up and having those conversations.
And what does that do to one's psyche when we're robbing ourselves of direct one-on-one conversation? Listen, there's the practical side of things, too. You can't be on the phone all day long. You can't be in front of people all day long. But if you're not in front of them at all, as is the case with many, that can be detrimental, can't it?
Well, it's easier, isn't it?
It's easier in terms of your schedule. It doesn't take as much effort. But what are you lacking? What are you robbing yourself of?
Well, I often point people in the direction of fear of speaking. You know, they're choosing so often not to speak, not to have those human-to-human conversations, those challenging conversations that so often we need to have. So what can fall through the cracks? So much. So much. You know, in business, I see the details falling through the cracks because very often people are choosing to write an email. And what happens when people receive big, long emails? They're reading it very quickly. They're losing, you know, they're losing much of the details and the directions that perhaps they need to take in order to accomplish whatever mission it is they need to accomplish. And I always tell people when they need to have a conversation that touches the emotions. Right? If you need to provide somebody with challenging feedback, for instance. Constructive feedback. Don't do it over an email. Call them into the office or go and see them and have those conversations. You know, eye contact and heart-to-heart connection.
Heart-to-heart. There's a great way to put it. One of the things that you're focusing on when you're working with clients, and you can tell us in a minute who some of these clients might be, I would imagine is deciding with the help of Donna, where I stand, who I am, what am I trying to say, what's my point? You're almost a therapist, I would imagine, to some people. Have to understand human psyche.
No,
you play one on TV.
Yeah.
No, seriously, what is that first step to find out my identity? I'm using me as who am I? Why am I saying these things? Why do I need to say these things?
Well, it's more important now than ever to know and own who we are as people. Right. So we know what our strengths are and know where we're vulnerable, especially when it comes to effective communication, because we all have strengths and we all have vulnerabilities. So I point people in the direction of something I created about 5 years ago, which is called the 6 pillars of effective communication, Jordan. And I always tell folks that the goal is to get to pillar number 6, which is called detach from the outcome. And when you are able to move forth and communicate, speak, present, communicate in a way where you are detached from the outcome, what happens is you are calm and confident and comfortable in your own skin, because how you feel as a communicator is directly related with how you help the people around you feel, right? You're nervous, they're nervous. You're angry. And you know what? That energy is absolutely going to be swirling around in the room. And the best way to get to pillar number 6 of the 6 pillars of effective communication is to begin with pillar number 1, which is taking time to know and own who you are so you can be who you are.
Love it.
As comfortable, confident, and really authentic as possible.
Let's look at some of the other pillars of effective communication. You've got number 2, something we've talked about already, understanding your audience.
Right.
And whether it be their age, their occupation, those are the basics, but then you want to go deeper than that, I would imagine.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, do we curse from time to time when we communicate? You bet. And are we going to curse if somebody older or it's the boss, you know, or somebody like that is in the room? Of course we're not going to. So the goal is to always relate with your audience while being as authentically you as possible.
Right. The third one is so important, mastering the content. It's true that if you have a lot to say and you've got something of consequence to say, that's great. If you just want to talk all day long and really not say much and have nothing to bring to the table, maybe it's best to lie low and less is more in that regard.
Less is absolutely more.
Yeah.
You know, like you, I know you create a lot of podcasts for people, Jordan. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of thought leaders, such as I'm sure like you do as well. And they might come in with 20, 30 or more years of content and information. And they ask me to help them communicate. And I often remind them the importance of trying to keep things as simple as possible. And when I say that to them, very often they look at me and they take a step back and they assume that I'm trying to tell them to dumb things down. And I am not trying to tell them to dumb things down. But I am trying to remind them the importance of making whatever it is they're communicating more about the audience and less about themselves. So be aware of things like industry jargon. Right? You can use industry jargon from time to time if it will be relatable with the people in your audience.
Oh, that's so true. And whether you're an attorney or a physician or a business magnate of any kind, you can get lost in your own verbiage that is very thick and very industrially makes sense to you, but it may not make sense to half the audience.
That's a great way to put people asleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. I've sat in enough seminars to know that.
Where they go on and on and on.
So do you work with groups, large and small, or do you prefer one-on-one, or do you do both?
I do both, and I love doing both. I love digging into a large group. You know, I do try to keep them contained. So say 12 to 24 is really a nice size, and it's always interactive. And it's amazing how little people who are working in the same industry communicate about communication. So when you spark up a conversation about communication, people love it. They love talking about themselves.
It's universal. We all do it or could do it.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it better. You have a couple of books that you brought in. I'd love you to share what those books are all about, the titles and so forth.
My first book was published in 2016, and it's called Guide to a Richer Life. Know Your Worth, Find Your Voice, and Speak Your Mind. You know, I was going to call it just Find Your Voice and Speak Your Mind, Jordan, but I started writing it, and I said to myself, you know, if you really take time and know your worth, really know and own who you are, just like pillar number one says, it's so much easier to be able to find your voice and speak your mind in an effort to acquire a richer life. So this book, you know, basically is a guidebook. It's a workbook. It's only 100 pages. It's very simple. And it reminds people right up front that a richer life includes three things. And number one, it includes the opportunity to earn money, right? A richer life, do we need money? Of course we need money. And we also need two other things. We need healthy, strong relationships, number two. And number three, the healthy ability to speak and communicate. Because you could have all the money in the world, as we know, and if you don't have those healthy relationships or the healthy ability to speak and communicate, your life doesn't feel very rich after all.
True. True words have not been spoken. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What's the second book title?
The second book was published in 2017, and it's called The Appreciation Journal, hashtag Yay Me. And this really is related to that know your worth piece. And the appreciation journal is kind of similar to a gratitude journal. Have you ever heard of a gratitude journal?
Certainly.
Right. You take time every day or every couple of days and you write down things you're grateful for. However, I have found that people use the gratitude journal to write down things that they're grateful for, like out there. They're grateful for their jobs. They're grateful for their home. They're grateful for their friends. Appreciation helps you look inward. So I highly recommend that people take time to appreciate who they are as people.
Right. Would you mind sharing with us an example of somebody you've worked with recently and the metamorphosis that you've seen take place when they're introduced to some of these concepts? Because you must have dozens of examples, maybe one or two that we could share with the audience.
Well, just this year, I've been into groups in CVS and Merrill Lynch, but I'm working with this one woman individually, privately right now, and I'd rather not say where she's from right now. But it's a pretty big organization in the Boston area at this time, and she's terrific. She's 40 years old, and she's smart. She has her master's degree, and she's a scientist. However, she just got promoted into a managerial position, and she is really challenged with the people she needs to oversee. So she's really good with the details, right? With pillar number three, with mastering her content, but she struggles in her own skin. She struggles being comfortable in her own skin. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that she is brilliant, as I mentioned, and she skews a little introverted.
Mm-hmm.
So we have taken time to really explore and examine her communication strengths and her communication vulnerabilities and to help her to know and own who she is and to understand that where she has her greatest challenges is very often where she has her greatest opportunity for growth. And just because speaking and communicating doesn't come as easily and naturally to her as somebody who skews a bit more introverted as it would, you know, for somebody who skews a bit more extroverted, she still has the same capability.
The fact that she's willing to look for leadership and mentorship in this area, the fact that she's reaching out, and what a perfect fit it sounds like between the two of you, that signals to me that this is a person who really gets it and really wants to improve. Have you had cases where people are very tenuous about the idea? I mean, not necessarily the boss who brings you in, but the employees, because I've seen it happen. Ah, we don't want to waste our time with this. It's like going to some HR meeting And then you can turn it around. That's a great gift you're giving them and yourself. Have you had those situations?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it comes down from the top and sometimes it comes up from the bottom. And, you know, much of it has to do with ego between you and me. You know, you can't teach me anything. But I'll tell you, it's the folks who really realize that it's all about personal and professional growth continuously as we continue to mature and go and get into our older years. And you're absolutely right. That woman I'm working with right now, who is 40 years old, who I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, she's hungry to learn. So she takes the ball and runs with it. And it's wonderful. I always remind people the importance of a coach, right? Of a mentor. And thank you for calling it that, because you're right. That really is much of what I do. And I always remind people to take what you need and leave the rest, because I may be a coach, a very good coach. And you might have other coaches, right? You might have a great boss. And think about it. When you're a kid, right, your parents coach you. You have your coaches in sports. You might have great teachers. But at the end of the day, you're the athlete. So when you're on the field, right, and somebody throws you that ball, it's up to you to make split-second decisions. And when it comes to communication, very often we do need to make split-second decisions. It's up to you to make them as wisely as possible. And again, take that ball and run with it.
And before we close out, this needs to be said. Extroverts, and I'm one of them, often need a little help in formulating the right kind of communication. Not the I can address 10,000 people kind of conversation, but the one-on-one conversation. We're all challenged. We're all human. And we all have our I don't want to call them necessarily fears, but our weaker points in the area of communication. So I think what you offer is an understanding not only for the introverts or those who are very shy about it, but for the overly loquacious types. Because sometimes we can get ourselves into some hot water as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And you know what, Jordan? No matter where people are in terms of communication or effective communication or ineffective communication, they're just fine. Can everybody bring it up a notch? Can everybody improve by 5% or 10%? You bet. And when it comes to the extroverted, just do your best to become a better listener.
There you go.
Right?
Excellent.
To really be present with people. Oh, give them that eye contact. And that means so much more now, especially in this day and age, than ever before.
You are very, very generous to share with us some of your knowledge. But I want to say this. You look very happy doing what you're doing.
I love what and you know what? Isn't it nice to go through the evolution, and especially the evolution after, dare I say, more than 25 years in the broadcasting industry, to get to a place where you know you're in the right place. I was made to do this type of work. So, again, I'm very, very blessed. And thank you so much for having me.
As I said in the introduction, there are two websites. They both go to the same place. And one is dmacvoice.com. That's dmacvoice.com. And that's been the one that I've known for years. But I love the new one as well, called inspiringvoice.com. Just listening to you and hanging out with you here for a bit is very positive. I feel very good about the kind of work you're doing, and I know all listeners obviously can get the same vibe, but you know, it's one thing to instruct and coach. It's another thing to really lift people up, and I think you're doing that. So
I care. Yeah. I love people, and I think they get that right away.
Absolutely. So congratulations, and we'll see you in the future, I hope, and continue doing what you're doing and having fun with it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to On Mic with Jordan Rich, a podcast produced by Chart Productions. Just click the Jordan Rich podcast link at chartproductions.com for more. Please subscribe, download, rate, and review us on Apple and any other podcast platform. Hey, it's great to be with you as always. Thanks for listening. Have a terrific day. You've been listening to On Mic with Jordan Rich, a podcast produced by Chart Productions. Just click the Jordan Rich podcast link at chartproductions.com for more. Please subscribe, download, rate, and review us on Apple and any other podcast platform. Hey, it's great to be with you as always. Thanks for listening. Have a terrific day.